When someone thinks of spin-offs, they usually think of Joey or one of the incarnations of CSI, with the likes of CSI, CSI Miami, CSI New York, and CSI Cyber dominating the weekly TV lineup not too many years ago. While some spin-offs are just an obvious attempt at a cash grab, others can add additional depth and world-building to already existing shows by fleshing out existing characters. These shows can then, in turn, become as or even more popular than their parent shows. Nowhere is this more apparent than with cult spin-offs like Frasier. Frasier tells the story of Dr. Frasier Crane, who was once a small reoccurring character on the hit sitcom Cheers, before he went on to star in his own show for 11 seasons. The show was also critically acclaimed. It won the Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series 5 years in a row. And after its 11-year run, it took home a total of 37 Emmy Awards. Fleshing out characters isn't the only reason for spin-offs. Shows also see spin-offs when they go international. Cult favourite show Ryori no Tetsujin, known as Iron Chef in the West, saw not one, not two, but three spin-offs in the form of Iron Chef USA in 2001, Iron Chef America in 2005, then again with The Next Iron Chef in 2007. Other times the showrunners want to continue a successful show, but the star isn't available, which can see the spin-off take on a different form. Like when Mr. Bean was followed up by Mr. Bean, the animated series. Ultimately, what makes a great spin-off is having a show that can stand on its own and be genuinely entertaining, not one that just relies on the popularity and fond memories of the parent show.